Have you ever noticed how some people seem to effortlessly achieve their goals while others struggle endlessly? The difference might be right before your eyes, literally. Our visual perception fundamentally shapes our ability to accomplish everything from fitness goals to financial security. This isn't just motivational fluff. It's backed by rigorous science showing how our eyes and brain work together to either support or sabotage our ambitions. Consider this. We can detect a single candle flame from 30 miles away in perfect darkness. Our eyes transfer data faster than most internet connections. We recognize familiar faces in just 1/76th of a second. Yet despite this remarkable power, vision can be misleading. Remember that viral image some people saw as a horse while others insisted was a seal? Both groups were looking at identical pixels, but perceiving entirely different realities. When traditional motivation techniques fall short, as they often do, visual strategies can help us overcome mental hang-ups and perceived limitations. This insight transformed glass sculptor Dale Chihuly's career after accidents left him blind in one eye and unable to hold his glass-blowing pipe. Rather than abandoning his art, he completely redesigned his approach, later saying his greatest success came from learning to see things differently. Research confirms our perception of challenges affects performance more than our actual capabilities. By understanding how vision influences our perception, we can harness this power to transform seemingly impossible goals into achievable ones. Setting the right level of challenge is crucial for achievement. Goals that are too difficult lead to abandonment, while those too easy fail to motivate. The sweet spot lies in between, challenging enough to engage us fully, but achievable with focused effort. When learning drums, I switched from U2's complex Bullet the Blue Sky to The Outfield's Your Love, challenging but achievable for a beginner. Similarly, 3M sets ambitious yet realistic targets, expecting 25% of revenue from new products while allowing 15% exploration time. Breaking challenges into manageable sub-goals, like mastering basic drum combinations before complex patterns, maintains motivation while building skills incrementally. Research shows that focused attention is essential for skill mastery. In a driving simulator study, participants were 50% more likely to veer off-road when conversing, with brain scans showing 37% reduced spatial processing during multitasking. Olympic champion Joan Benoit Samuelson exemplifies this focused approach, tackling marathons by concentrating on passing one runner at a time, transforming an overwhelming distance into achievable steps. Our physical state affects how we perceive challenges. Studies show tired or overweight people see distances as longer and hills as steeper, with even experienced runners perceiving hills as 50% steeper when fatigued. Elite athletes' visual strategies, focusing narrowly on the finish line, produce remarkable results. People using this technique estimated distances as 30% closer, reported 17% less effort, and completed walks 23% faster, equivalent to transforming a 2:45 marathon to near world record pace. This works because perceived proximity increases confidence and makes challenges more manageable. In financial terms, someone investing $500 monthly from age 22 can accumulate over $2 million by 65, with early investments outperforming larger late-start contributions. Young people often postpone saving because the future seems distant. However, when shown age-progressed images of themselves, they become more motivated, allocating 6.2% of their salary to retirement versus 4.4% for others, and saving twice as much when given a hypothetical $1,000. Like a full English breakfast needing all components, achieving goals requires comprehensive preparation beyond identifying the destination. Vision boards are popular goal-setting tools, with half of people across 52 countries using them and 90% finding them motivational. Ellen DeGeneres famously manifested her Oprah magazine cover appearance through visualization. However, visualization alone can backfire. Research shows daydreaming about success triggers physiological signs of giving up, lower heart rate and blood pressure, as we mentally celebrate without action. This became clear when I tried learning drums by hanging posters without developing a practice plan. Success requires mapping both the goal and path. UCLA studies revealed students who visualized specific study steps outperformed those who only imagined good grades. Effective achievement also means anticipating obstacles. Companies like Tata Group and Google's X Facility demonstrate this by celebrating failures and rewarding early identification of fatal flaws, not planning to fail, but developing contingency plans proactively. Visual documentation enhances accountability. While Gold Star calendars help, comprehensive tracking proves more effective for sustained motivation, as shown by psychology professor Nathan DeWall's transformation. DeWall tackled obesity through walking and food logging. If I bite it, I write it. His meticulous tracking helped him progress from struggling with 2-mile runs to completing 100-mile ultramarathons. He tracks everything, from numbering identical running shoes to reviewing training logs before races. This approach works beyond fitness. In finance, Carrie Smith Nicholson eliminated $14,000 in debt within 14 months using progress visualization, leading to improved financial habits and entrepreneurship. Time management also benefits from visual tracking. Dan Ariely's MIT research showed that students with professor-structured deadlines outperformed those who set their own by 3 percentage points. Artist Lorraine O'Grady's 1983 Art Is installation used a giant gold frame during Harlem's African American Day Parade to transform everyday scenes into art, challenging museum exclusivity. Our visual system has blind spots that our brains automatically fill, but we can intentionally frame our environment to influence behavior. Visual input rapidly converts to physical action through our neural pathways. Strategic visual framing drives better choices. Massachusetts General Hospital's color-coded labels increased healthy food selection by 12% while reducing unhealthy choices by 20%. Google made water more visible and hid sugary drinks, making employees 50% more likely to choose water. I positioned my drum kit in the path to my garage, ensuring regular visual contact that prompted spontaneous practice, showing how environmental design can either encourage desired behaviors or eliminate unwanted habits through visual cue management. Temptation frequently derails goals. Research shows we experience wants during half our waking hours. Proximity matters. Google found moving snacks 11 feet from beverage stations reduced consumption from 20% to 12%. Individual behavior tracking proves less effective than examining patterns. During my drum practice month, daily logs weren't motivating, but the monthly view revealed clear progress from struggles to inspiration. Narrow focus and wide bracketing serve different purposes. Dutch research showed narrow attention works better near goal completion, while wide bracketing motivates at the start. Their word game study confirmed this. Players nearing completion excelled with narrow focus, while beginners benefited from broader perspective. Wide brackets reveal patterns invisible in isolation. With investments, this proves crucial. While stocks historically outperform bonds, frequent portfolio checking often leads to poor decisions. Annual reviews better support long-term success. When we adjust how we view challenges through focus, tracking, or perspective shifts, we transform our relationship with goals. These approaches align perception with aspirations, making seemingly impossible goals achievable.